Normally what we recommend, if you received an unemployment benefit sheet from the Kansas Department of Labor, we always recommend that you go online and do the fraud report on the Kansas Department of Labor website. And then from there, if you were to receive a 1099-G in regards to unemployment benefits paid that were never received on your behalf, you would need to go to the Kansas Department of Labor website. And on their front page, they've actually got a screen that you click on to learn more about the dispute for the fraudulent claims on 1099-Gs. And that's what we recommend all of our clients do, is go through there and report the fraudulent claims. And they give you a unsworn declaration form that you have to fill out that gets sent back to the Department of Labor saying that, hey, I've never received these benefits. I want to contest them, and I would like you to issue me a new 1099-G showing a $0 amount so that the income is not taxable to that person.
Okay, now that's what it says on the website, and that's what they want you to do. But I am speaking from personal experience and also from other people who have taken those steps and have not been able to resolve one single thing. So do you just sit by and wait for the state to take care of business, or do you go ahead and file your taxes anyway? Because I will tell you, James, I and many others have zero confidence in this being resolved, say, before tax time is due.
Right, right. No, so with something like that, they are recommending that you go ahead and file, leaving that 1099-G off if you did not receive any of those benefits, and filling out that unsworn declaration. It's probably going to take some time for them to process it. But yes, you can go ahead and file without that 1099-G on there as long as you didn't receive those benefits, and they should get it corrected between the state and the federal to show that that income was not paid out to that Social Security number.
Okay, and that was one of my big questions, is should you just go ahead and file? And I didn't know if you should claim it on your taxes or leave it off, because I would imagine a lot of people would be concerned about, okay, if I leave this off, but this amount has been reported to the IRS, so as soon as you submit your taxes, isn't that a red flag?
With the income that is reported over there, normally it is, but with something like this, like I said, with that unsworn declaration that you have filled out, they should issue a new 1099-G, a corrected one, and that's supposed to be sent to the IRS as well. And that's where it's kind of up in the air as far as how that's going to play out. We're kind of treading on new water here as far as the fraud goes, as far as the unemployment benefits. I'm going to tell you 100% that it's up in the air as of right now, how they're going to handle the situation over there and how soon those corrected 1099-Gs are going to be sent out. So you can either file those online, the unsworn declaration of payments not received / identity theft benefits, along with a copy of your 1099-G. And I'm hoping they get those processed as soon as possible, especially since they shut down the Kansas Department of Labor in order to stop the fraud.